The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Kuf Lamedes. I wanted to share with the Olam a fascinating Tshuva Chassam Sefer, which the Chassam Sefer, this Tshuva, touches on four Nekudis, four Machlekes in what's Negeah to the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein, and some of the Rayas to these Machlekes and to these Shailas are from today's Daf, as well as Dafim future further on in this Perek. The Tshuva from the Chassam Sefer is printed in our Chaim Simon Kuf, where the Chassam Sefer brings the following shaila. A person's walking on Shabbos, and he sees a kan tzipor lefanav. He sees the mother bird resting on the Ephraichim. It's hefker, it's not mezumen. The shaila is, should he, is he mechuyev, could he be mekayim the mitzvah of shluach hakein on Shabbos? So in order to properly benateach this shaila, we really have to address four separate nekudas. The Sam Sefer starts off with the Tshuvas Chavas Yor. The Tshuvas Chavas Yor declares, what is the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein? Is the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein a mitzvah chiyuvis? Or is the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein a mitzvah chiyuvis? In other words, like this. What's the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein? Is the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein that if a person would want Ephraichim or Bein, and punct the Kan Tzibor that he comes to take the Ephraichim and the Bein that he would like, has a mother bird resting on the Ephraichim and the Bein. So therefore, if you want, the Mitzvah Tayyiz Bechayev, that if he wants the Ephraichim and the Bein, he has to chase away the mother bird. Similar, let's say, to the mitzvah of Shechita. You don't have to eat meat, but if you want to eat meat, the Torah is mechayiv you exactly how to go ahead and do it. You have to shecht. So too, if you punct want Ephraichim and Bein, and the Ephraichim and Bein that you want to take have their mother resting on top of them, so then, if you want the Ephraichim and Bein, you have to send away the mother bird. But if stam you're walking down the street and you see a mother bird sitting on a Ephraichim and Bein, so avad there is no chiyuv to go ahead to send away the Ephraichim and Bein. Or do we say fakert? Do we say fakert that the mitzvah shluach hakein is a mitzvah chiyuvis, that whenever you're walking down the street and you see a mother bird, a kosher mother bird of hefker sitting on a Ephraichim and Bein, so you now have a mitzvah, say the rice of Shluach HaKein, to send away the mother bird. That's the shaila. Is Shluach HaKein mitzvah chiyuvis or a mitzvah chiyuvis? So the Chavis Yor brings a raya from a Gemara now a daf. Because the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says, Kuflam Teso Mebeis, Ton Rabbonim, Ki Kore Kan Tzibur Lufanecha Ma Talm of Labor. Why did the Torah say ki kare kan tzipor when you chance upon a kan tzipor? Zok the Braisa. That if the Torah would only say shaleach tashalcha sa'ein vesabonim tikachloch, yochel I would think, yachser b'horim v'gvois, kadei sheyimotzei kein. I would think that you have to go ahead and look for a kan tzipor. Every single yid, I'm not sure how often, I'm not sure if he's tarred with other asokim, mitzvahs, parnasa, talmud Torah, but al-kopanah, the havamina was, it's a chiv to go ahead and to zuchais, to look for a kan tzibur. Yachzer b'horos u'gvois, k'dei sheyimotzei kan. Talmud loy marki yikorei, b'me'oir lufanecha kan. B'me'oir lufanecha. That the pasuk says, ki yikorei, b'me'oir lufanecha, that you chanced upon it. Zok t'chavis yor. That the same way, in the Gemara's havamina, when the Gemara held yachzer, the Gemara held at that point that Shluach HaKein was a mitzvah chiyuvis. So too, when the Gemara says ki yikarei that inam chiyuvim machse b'harim u'gvois, tainat achavas yer, that all the Gemara was chayzer from is that inam chiyuv to go ahead to the harim u'gvois to find the kan tzibur.
and it's good enough if you, then the only mechuyev in Shulach HaKein, if you chance upon a Kansipur. But this that the Gemara and the Havamina held, the brides of the Havamina held, the Shulach HaKein was a mitzvah chiyuvis, that the Gemara never changed for. Changed. So since the Gemara never changed from the tzad that it is a mitzvah chiyuvis, so Melu Maskana the Chavis Yor holds that Shluach HaKein is a mitzvah chiyuvis, that Shluach HaKein is a mitzvah chiyuvis, that whenever a Yid is walking down the street and he sees a mother bird, kosher mother bird, resting on a Frechem Avayim, it's mutal on him a mitzvah chiyuvis of Shluach HaKein. That's the Shita of the Chavis Yor. The Chassam Sefer goes on to say that the emes is that is Rishonim who don't hold like the Chavis Yor. Mechir from a Rambam, not like the Chavis Yor. In Mechir from a Tosfos, not like the Chavis Yor. He wants to say that there's a Stira in Rashi. But I'll call upon him, the first Shaila is the mitzvah Shluch HaKein a mitzvah that if you see a Kansipur, you're mechuyev to go ahead and to send away the mother? Or is it a mitzvah only if you want the baby birds? The second Shaila, which the Chassam Sefer discusses over here, is the Shita of the Chacham Tzvi. The mitzvah Shluch HaKein, if you send away the mother and do not take the babies, are you Mekayim the mitzvah say of Shluch HaKein? And this Shaila, whether you Mekayim the mitzvah Shluch HaKein by sending away the mother and not taking the babies, or is taking the babies part of the mitzvah of Shluch HaKein, is Negeah both according to the Chavis Yor, and it's Negeah not according to the Chavis Yor. In other words, that's pashut. Everybody agrees that if you want the baby birds, you have to take away the mother, chase away the mother, in order to get the babies. However, the shaila is l'moshel. Let's say like the Chavis Yor, that the mitzvah say deraisa to go ahead and to be mekayim mitzvah shluach hakein whenever you see a kansipur. So you have to know what's the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah to send away the mother, or is the mitzvah to send away the mother and go ahead and make a kinyan on the birds? So that's the shaila. Is the yetz the mitzvah just by sending away the mother? Or yetz the mitzvah, in order to kind of mitzvah, you have to send away the mother and take the bon. That's the shaila of Chacham Tzvi, if you hold like the Chavis Yor. If you don't hold like the Chavis Yor, so then the shaila will be negeah to a person who wants to be kind of mitzvah shluach hakein. A person sees a kansipur. He doesn't really need the birds. He's not looking for birds. But an opportunity to go ahead to Mekayim the Ratzon Hashem, he wants to go ahead and Mekayim the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein. So of them, the Shaila is, does he have to go ahead and send away the mother and take the birds, be kind to the birds, in order to Mekayim the Shluach HaKein? Or by sending away the mother alone, that would be enough to go ahead and to Mekayim the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein. So that's the second shiloh of the Chams, which the Chassam Sefer discusses over here, is what exactly is the mitzvah, the kind of mitzvah, do you have to take the babies, or is sending away the mother enough? The third shiloh, which the Chassam Sefer discusses, is really based on the Gemara later on in Daf Kufman Aleph. The Gemara later on, Daf Kufman Aleph on the base, the Gemara asks, B'mayim Mishalcha, with what do you send the baby bird? The mother bird. Rav Huna Omar Biragleho. Rav Yehuda Omar Beagapeho. Rashi learns, L'chayr, we're talking about a person who is already, he already told L'keach Eimal Abonim, and he wants to go ahead to Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein, to solve his problem, to get himself out of the Malkus of Lav Nitaglase. So, Rav Huna holds that even if you pulled out the wings and now all the only thing which the mother bird could do is to walk away, so then it can walk a few steps away, you have a Kayim Shluch HaKein, and now you can go ahead and re-grab the mother. Rav Yehuda holds that that's the Dafka Floy Bagapel. The Rambam learns different. The Rambam learns that the Shaila of Raglel Bagapel is how do you have to grab the bird when you throw it, when you send it away? Rav Huna says that you grab it by its feet, and Rav Yehuda holds you grab it by the wings. In other words, like this. The mitzvah shluach hakein. According to the Rav, the mekayim, the mitzvah shluach hakein, you have to physically grab the mother bird and then send away the mother bird. If you don't physically grab the mother bird and send away the mother bird, you're not mekayim the mitzvah shluach hakein. According to Rashi, this Gemara is a shtickle of Zaitika Gemara. What the Gemara is saying is that a shayla in whether if all the bird could do is walk and not fly, whether that's called a shibluach, what's the geit shluach hakein. But Rashi holds, you don't have to physically grab the bird in order to go ahead and mekayim the mitzvah of shluach hakein. And even if you just scare the bird away without it coming in physical contact with the bird, you're also mekayim the mitzvah of shluach hakein. So what comes out is the machloek said to shluach hakein. According to the Rambam, you have to grab the bird and then send it away. And according to Rashi, it's enough to scare the bird away. And this is rather than a negeah, because when people go ahead to mekayim mitzvah shluach hakein, they take, let's say, a broom to go ahead and to push the mother off the nest. So very often, what happens is that the bird gets scared and flies off by itself. So, l'chatchila, a person should go with the broom and try to physically push the mother off the nest in order to mekayim the sheet of the round. They have to physically grab it and push it off. But even though one's trying to mekayim late around that they should take the broom and sort of grab the mother with the broom and force it off the nest in order to mekayim the sheets around them, but they should have in mind the other Yishayim will not like the Rambam. And therefore, as they're walking towards the nest and they might scare it, or as the broom is coming close, if the mother bird flies away, so at least they'll have a kiyum according to the other Yishayim. So that's our third child, right? First child is a mitzvah yumis, mitzvah yumis. You happen upon a kansipar, and you mechuyv send it away, or only if you want the eggs. A totally independent child is, do you have to take the eggs in order to have a kiyim? The third child is, do you have to grab the mother bird, send it away, or chase it away without grabbing it is enough to mekayim the mitzvah. The fourth zach, which the Chasam Sofer discusses, is the tam ha-mitzvah, the sivas ha-mitzvah, shayush ha-mitzvah. So, the Chasam Sofer brings, the Ramban, Sofer Chaim also brings the Ramban, that the Ramban says that the mitzvah shluach hakein is to teach a person rachmanos. Chazal tell us that someone who says, al kantzipe egiyu rachamecha m'shaskin ha-isai, so the Ramban is mazber, it's not a stira. Because al kantzipe egiyu rachamecha means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Pasha has rachmanos the baby bird, and he made us his shluchim in the veld to go ahead and have rachmanos the baby bird by chasing it away. And that avad is not true. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was mashlet, the human being, on the kol ma'aseh b'reishis, and therefore whenever there's a gain to a human being, so avada, there is no Indian of Rachmanis, that's why we shecht animals and we shecht birds, because the kol shata tachas raglov, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam put everything under the hands, under the ability of the human being. But the pshat is not that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is asking you to help men have Rachmanis, but the pshat is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to teach you Rachmanis. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to teach you the midah of Rachmanis. And since the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to teach you the midah of Rachmanis, so therefore the Rebbeinu Shel Olam taught you to go ahead to do a ma'is Rachmanis, not to go ahead and to do achzoris. The other mahalach is the mahalach of the Zayir. The Zayir says that the mitzvah shluach hakein is ma'ir rachamim. It's ma'ir rachamim shemayim. That when the kansipur, when the mother bird cries over the babies and cries over its nest, so the ima ilah, Knesset Yisrael, cries along with it. It cries for Banach, cries for Klal Yisrael, and cries for Yerushalayim. Now, it's rather very interesting, because some of the Achrayim on the side of the page of Shulchan Aruch, they say that even though the Zayar is not brought in Gemara this time, but we have a klal that whatever the Zayir and the Gemara don't argue, then we go with the Zayir. If the Zayir and the Gemara do argue, so then we go with the Gemara. So since the Zayir and the Gemara don't argue, so therefore we should incorporate in the person who comes around the Kansipar, even if he doesn't need the birds, maybe he should want the birds. He should want, let's say go to the Sheikh Tzolt, if you don't want the birds, there's no mitzvah shloch hakein. And you go now at the Chavis Yor, that it's a mitzvah kumis. But still, in order to make kind this grace to Indian, to make the Ima Ilah cry, to be Kair of the Gula, so then it would seem that it's appropriate to go ahead and to be Mekayim the mitzvah of shloch hakein. Because we don't find that the Gemara should argue on the Zayir. But the Snafsefer says not like that. The Snafsefer says that the Gemara does argue on the Zayir. Because the Gemara at the beginning of the Perek, when the Gemara discusses this, that the Mishnah says that Shluach HaKein is Noeg B'fnei Abayis, V'Shaloi B'fnei Abayis, and the Gemara says that there's no Chiddush in B'fnei Abayis, Shaloi B'fnei Abayis, it's only written in the Mishnah, Agav, the earlier Prokim, Tayit HaSnafsefer, L'Chariz Gevald V'Chiddush. In B'fnei Abayis, and Shaloi B'fnei Abayis. Because you would have thought, like the Zayas Tam, that the whole Mitzvah Shluach HaKein should only be Shaloi B'fnei Abayis. Should only be B'Shas HaChorban, B'Shas HaBeis HaMikdash, not such an Indian to go ahead and be Rachmanos. Of them, the Gemara's Mechadish is not true. That even though this may be a Pael Yetzef in the Mitzvah, but Avad is not the pure and only Siba in the mitzvah. So Vibalta, the Gemara can't find any chiddush of B'fnei Abayis, Shaloi B'fnei Abayis, and says that the only thing it's all written Agav, the other Maimarim, the other Prokim, is the Haraya that the Bavli does not hold like the Yerushalmi. So those are our four shilas. Again, Kiyuv is Kiyuvis. Do you have to take the babies? Do you have to grab the mother in order to become Shaloch Kain? And the Shluch HaKein to teach you Rachmanis, or is Shluch HaKein to be Ma'ir, the Rachamim of the Rebbeinu Shloim, to go ahead to be Ge'el Klal Yisrael and Ge'el Yerushalayim. So the Chassam Sefer makes the following judgment. A person walking down the street, and he sees a Kansipar on Shabbos. So let's discuss that thought. If you hold like the Rama, he has to, in order to become a Shluch HaKein, he has to go ahead and grab the mother bird. To grab the mother bird, Pashas the Shaila of Tzeda, obviously talking about a bird of Hefker, because if the bird was not Hefker, there wouldn't be a Shluch HaKein B'chlal. We're talking about a bird of Hefker. So therefore, there's an Issa Tzeda the Raisa, to grab the mother bird. To grab the babies, to hold, if you hold, then in order to Mekayim Mitzvah Shluch HaKein, you have to take the babies, so there you're being over an Isser of Muktzah. So Memela, he makes the following judgment. If you hold like the Chavis Yor, that there is a Mitzvah Chiyuvis in Pidyon HaBet, and sorry, Mitzvah Chiyuvis in Shluch HaKein, so then one could argue that the mitzvah d'oraisa of Shluch HaKein should be deichet Issa Muktzah. But l'maisa, many Rishonim argue on the Chavis Yor, and they hold the Islam mitzvah d'oraisa to go ahead and to mitzvah chiyuvis of Shluch HaKein. So they hold the mitzvah chiyuvis, so what's going to be deichet Issa Muktzah? Elamai, we're going to go not like the Chavis Yor. Let's do this again. You're walking down the street, you see a Kansipar on Shabbos. Like the Chavis Yor, the mitzvahs, I say the rice that send away the mother bird. And even if you tell me that the baby birds are Muktzah, so it's Yitachin that the mitzvah, I say the rice of Shluch HaKein, should be Deiche, the Isser Muktzah of picking up the baby birds. But first of all, many Rishonim argue on the Chavis Yor. And since many Rishonim argue on the Chavis Yor, so therefore we don't really have mitzvah to say the Raisa to go ahead and to take to do mitzvah Shluch HaKein, because since I don't want the babies, or I don't want them, I don't have to want them on Shabbos, I can't even take them on Shabbos, so Memela, if these are mitzvah chiyuvis, there's nothing to be deicha the isa mukta of taking the babies. And even if you tell me that there is a mitzvah chiyuvis, but according to the Rambam, it's not going to help me. Because the mitzvah chiyuvis of shlocha kain could maybe be deicha the isa mukta, but the mitzvah chiyuvis of shlocha kain can't be deicha the isa tzeda of grabbing the mother. Elamai, what are you going to tell me? You'll tell me like this. Well, we'll go according to Rashi, that you don't have to physically grab the mother in order to mekayin the mitzvah of shlocha kain. And not only will we go with Shitas Rashi, we'll go with the Chamtzi, that I don't have to take the babies. So if I don't have to grab the mother, there's no problem with Seder. If I don't have to take the babies, so then there's no Issa Mutzah. So why am I going ahead and sending away the mother bird? Well, according to the Chavos Yair, maybe it'd be Mekayim Mitzvah Dereis. Also, according to the Zayar, even if it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis to go ahead and to send away the mother bird, but I'll koponim, I'll have this gevaldik inyan to go ahead in the car of the gula. So zoktach sam sefer that lachayer neither cheshem is richtig. Because first of all, to go be ma'ir bechi on Shabbos, ma'ir yolava on Shabbos, so that the Chassam Sofer says, that's incorrect on Shabbos. The time is shal azoyer b'Shabbos yontiv also l'or yilol le'ela. On Shabbos yontiv, it's also to l'or yilol in Shemayim. V'has shaloy l'haskev, right? That pasha, it's a terrible zach. Chassam Sofer said that to l'or yilol on Shabbos is terrible zach. So that's the reason why you're going to do it on Shabbos, totally inappropriate. Elamai, you'll tell me that you want to go ahead and mekayim the Chavos Yair like the Chacham Tzvi. Tayyid of some sefer. There's so many sveikas whether you're being mekayim the mitzvah here b'chlal. Zichah to send away the mother is a ma'isa achzorius. It's a ma'isa achzorius. We hold, the Bavli holds be'ikr of the time of achzorius. That they would teach you a person of Rachmanis and not to be an Achzor. How could you go ahead, Tayyatach Sam Sefer, and do what's Vaday and Maisa Achzorius for a Sophic Kiyim in the Mitzvah, where you're not even, it's inappropriate to have this Indian of the Zayatim or your Lola, which might push you to go ahead and do it during the week, it's Mechal inappropriate on Shabbos. So Tayyatach Sam Sefer, Lechayr, it's the wrong thing to go ahead and to send away the mother bird on Shabbos without touching it. Even though you might have a kiyum according to the Chavos Yair, and according to the, you might have a chiyum like the Chavos Yair, and you might have a kiyum according to the other paiskim. If you're a whole like the Chavos Yair, all the grand and mother birds, but I'll call upon him this kama v'kamas fakus, what's negated to the chiyuvs the raisa, and what's negated to me with the inyan shavoi. So first of all, there is no inyan on Shabbos of the Zayir. And secondly, well, how can you go ahead and do something which is suffic, whether you're mekayim or not, if the ikar tav of the mitzvah is to teach you that you shouldn't have achzoris, how can you go ahead and do it? Right? So achzoris be suffic, because to go ahead to mekayim the mitzvah, which the whole mitzvah of the mitzvah to teach you not to have achzoris. Azoi tainet tachsam sefer. And if fear zois, nimtze his achzor shloi lutzerich, v'amischaseid b'zeh, ein ruach chom neichei menu.
The Daf Yomi Audio Series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.